you guys got any questions, comments, concerns?
Vince, this is Terry.
Okay, wait a second. We got two ladies and or three ladies. So one, you ladies got to take turns, one of you at a time.
Vance, this is Terry in Idaho. Hi.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. If you get something that is not obviously a scam, but might be someone genuinely saying, I don't have a credit card, these days that really isn't an excuse because they can go out and get one of those green dot cards, or I'm sure there's a whole plethora of options that are, you preload the credit card with money. So if they want to give you, if someone says they want to give you a cashier's check, you say no, you take your cashier's check, you go preload it on a credit card, and then we'll take your credit card.
Well, absolutely. Or if they don't have a credit card and they want to get it and it's a sense of urgency, you have them go get you the cash. Go get you the cash, let them give you the cash, and then you put it on your credit card, because cash is cash.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I understand that, and I've done that multiple times for people. You know, or people that I know or that are in our community and they don't use a credit card, and I say, okay, just write me a check.
Because well, I just think it's someone, for someone who's not local to you.
Yeah, but if it's someone you know, then you can pretty much know that if they write you a check that, you know, is rubberized and it bounces, you know you can go back to them. Or you can go back to them and say, hey, why don't you give me that product back, because since you didn't pay for it, I can turn around and sell it. But the only reason I bring that is up is I just want you to get everybody to be aware that these things are going on. So when you get an email, or if you get one to be one of these lucky ones that gets this, you're going to be in the know. Okay? So there were several other ladies that wanted to chime in. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vance, I was one of those. It was.
Chris, you got to change your voice because that you don't sound like a lady.
Let me get a little deeper there. I just wanted. Yeah, the Nikan did send that flyer out with that list. I saw it on, or at least I saw it on the website somewhere. So you may want to take a look at it, because I have gotten one of the scams, and it actually was printed upright and very few typos and such as that, but it had the same theme, so it was still recognizable as one of the scams.
Yeah, this folks, if you're still on the line and you want to ask a question or comment, all you got to do is hit *6 on your line. But years ago, it was a much greater degree of scam. In other words, we're talking $4,000 or $5,000 worth of products that were going out from Nikan, being shipped to addresses that were a bona fide address. Okay, it was a legit address, but nobody at that address had ordered anything from Nikan. And what was taking place was Nikan was getting all of this product back that now commissions were already paid out. Rank had happened. I mean, all these things. So finally, they solicited, and I don't know if it was the Better Business Bureau people that helped them out, but now it's reconvened into smaller items. Okay, an air unit, a waterfall. So they're keeping it under $800 to $1,000 versus $4,000 to $5,000. But it's still the same exact thing, and a lot of time they didn't even care about getting the product. What they're doing is they're sending you a check over the amount of the actual product, the goods and services, and then you're refunding them a difference in cash. So if they make $200, $300, $400 out of the deal, and that they're happy. They don't care. They don't care about where the product went either. And so, anyway, just be aware of it. Don't want to spend a lot of time on any more time on it. Any other questions or comments about anything else? Okay, say again. I caught part of it. Nope. Okay.
I have a quick question.
Oh, man, there you go. Everybody jumps in.
We all did it once.
I just wanted
somebody,
to know.
Somebody throw out a name, and then I'll say yes. You go first.
Ethel Harris.
There we go. Go ahead, Ethel. Go ahead, Ethel. Thank you.
I didn't get which day that you were going to do the call at 10 a.m. to overview what you got from
next Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
And
okay.
I believe that's the 19th, correct?
And, yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Ethel.
Oh, and one more question. On the
Ethel, you only get one. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, the form you send in to reinstate somebody, what is it you put on the top of it?
At the top of the form, you want to write the words, "Welcome home to NECN program."
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
All right, there was a couple more ladies that I know you wanted to chime in here. Go ahead, now it's your turn.
Angelique, I just wanted to know same phone number that I'm using right now.
Okay, Angelique, you're on speakerphone, and I caught. I just want to
Oh, I'm sorry. The same phone number that we're using right now?
Yes, same number. Yes, next Wednesday, same numbers we're on right now. Nobody else uses this line on Wednesday, so I know we're good.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, and if Angelique or Ethel, this is your homework assignment. If for some reason I forget, please text me or call me. I don't think I will, because I know that the information, if they actually announce what I already know that I'm not supposed to know, and they allow us to announce that to the field, if that's the case, I will not forget to jump on this line. I don't think I will. There's a slight chance that, you know, I may have a memory lapse, or, you know, Abby will attack me or something. But, you know, anyways.
Vance?
Yes, good morning, Justine.
Good morning, Vance, and God bless. What time, you said 10 o'clock, what is that, Central Standard Time, Pacific?
No, 10 o'clock West Coast time, so noon, Central Standard Time, your time, noon.
Okay,
you guys are on Central Time, right?
Right.
Okay, because you're Indiana, is that right?
Right.
Illinois. You're Indiana, okay. Because Indiana finally conformed to the rest of the world, and you guys actually do change your clocks now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I know those farmers were really bucking the system there for several decades, and they finally had to give in.
I lost my note. What? Okay, yeah. So it's 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock my time.
Yeah, noon. Noon straight
at
up
noon.
Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, noon.
And, I was just going to ask you something, Justine, and it just slipped my brain, and I guess it must not have been that important. Okay.
It'll come to you. Trust me.
It'll come. Oh, I know what it was. Justine, you're on my email list to get my emails, correct?
Yes.
Every week? Did the picture of Addie come through of her setting all cockamamie in the shopping cart?
Dad, I can't answer you. I don't know. I don't do the computer. Ronnie
okay.
does.
Right, that's right.
Sam, I saw the picture, but the formatting was vertical instead of being the framing the way it should. It was skewed.
So she came through really tall and skinny, or what are you saying?
Yeah, it was tall and skinny, especially when I printed it out.
Okay, interesting. Okay, see, because it comes through on our computer as normal format, just as it looks on Stacy's iPhone, which was that picture was taken with. That's interesting that it came through skewed like that.
What?
Huh.
I know it did when I printed. Let me back up. I'm on my computer. Let me back up and look and see what it did on the computer.
Oh, because you're talking about how it looked to your phone.
No, on my when I printed it. I printed it out. I printed it. It came out odd. But I want to say that when I looked at it on the email on the computer, it also was skewed vertically.
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go.
Not that it really
came
matters.
Out fine.
Who's came out fine?
Julie in Connecticut.
Julie, okay. So yours came out. Well, that's all that matters. If yours came out fine, then I don't care about Chris's.
I'm looking at it. It definitely is skewed on the computer, both in the preview and when I open up the email.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about an inch and a half wide, 2 inches wide, and about 10 inches long. Makes for a really interesting photo, though.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would absolutely imagine. No, and the reason why I included that, not that I had to have a reason, but it's been a long time since I broadcast pictures of our, you know, our youngest, and I thought, hey, this is a good picture. And trust me, there's a lot of others I could have showed that, you know, this kid's a crack-up. I mean, she keeps me laughing nonstop all day long, and she's actually upstairs screaming in her bed right now, or singing, I should say, because it's time to get up, it's time to eat, and Daddy's ignoring her right now. So any other questions or comments about anything.
It's a great call you had today.
Well, thank you, Justin.
Ran out of paper.
Yeah, so did I. I took 2 pages
My notes
of notes.
Crazy.
And I'm looking forward to getting Connie's cheat sheet, and then I will, and then Steve, I'll pass it on to Steve, and Steve will have it up on the website.
Great.
You know, the D'Amicos didn't get to Diamond by accident. Okay, and 6 years to do that. It took us 7.5 years to get to Diamond, and so obviously they're doing something right, and that's why I felt, you know, that they need to share this information. So. Okay, gang. Well, go ahead.
I got your picture, and in my picture programs on my computer, I just rotated it to the right of you and the family, and it's how beautifully.
Well, thank you.
I didn't hear anybody rotate it. That's all you got to do is just rotate it, and it comes out perfect.
So there you go, Chris. That's all you got to do is just rotate it.
Okay.
Okay, before we get even more sarcastic and any more punchy, we're gonna finish and tie a bow on this wonderful conversation, because I've been on the phone now for over 2 hours. And if there's anything that I can do, don't hesitate to contact me. You guys know my numbers and all that stuff. Text me, call me, email me, whatever I can do to help. That's what we're here for. And lots of stuff going on. And I know I'll talk to you next Saturday, and then I'll give you my Merry Christmas greetings then. So, you guys, thanks for being on the line, and look forward to serving you in any way that I can. Just let me know, all right? So have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Vance. God bless.
Bye-bye.